Hey doll, I have got a fun one for you today. No murders. I am saving that for next week's episode. If you're on Instagram, you may have voted, so you'll know what next week's story is going to be if you voted and seen the votes. Nobody dies, but it is quite a fun, crazy journey. This was recommended to me by a patron, Deborah. Thanks, doll. It's actually perfect timing because when this is released, I will be in America. I will be flying from Dublin to America. It'll come up in the story. By the way, if you want to become a patron, there's now a £1 tier, and you'll have access to all the private episodes that are up there, as well as episodes that are like combined together. Today we are in 1985. I've been listening to that song. Springsteen, Madonna. Today we are in a 1985 Darndale. Darndale, which is an area in Dublin. As you can tell from these pictures I eventually find, it was not the greatest place to grow up. Darndale is a rough inner city council estate, consisting of cheap, dingy council flats, filled with unemployed, frustrated people, alcoholism, and drug abuse. The young and old were involved in antisocial behaviour, violence, and crime. As you've probably guessed, it was a breeding ground for trouble. Trouble that influenced our two boisterous youngsters of today's story, Noel Murray, who was 13, and Keith Byrne, who was 10. I guess one positive of growing up in a rough, tough neighbourhood is that it makes tough children. Children with no fear, and with no fear comes a real sense of autonomy and adventure. Noel and Keith and their friends were little troublemakers. Regularly, they would skip school and hang about Dublin, stealing food and coins from fountains. If Noel and Keith were feeling particularly bored, they would steal money from the fountains or from charity boxes. Tut tut. Then bunk onto a bus or train. Bunk is like to sneak on and use without paying. So the boys would bunk onto a bus or a train and just like go wherever the wind took them. How fun! The adolescent boys had travelled the length and breadth of Ireland, often going on shopping sprees to buy new trainers and tracksuits. They say buying, but I'm sure they were also stealing these clothes. How many pennies can you get out of a wishing fountain to pay for an Adidas tracksuit? The boys would cause trouble in all these different towns around Ireland. Often then they would get caught by the Gardaí and like driven home back to Dublin. Of course, all this was unbeknownst to their mothers. Like, I'm sure they were told to go to school. I mean, it was a different time. It was a just a random Thursday when Keith's mother sent him to the shops to buy potatoes. Typical. On the way back to his house, Keith bumped into his buddy Noel. Noel was always playing outside, most likely avoiding his troubled home of addict parents and siblings. So they bump into each other and the boys have an itch. So they drop the spuds off at Keith's mom's house and ran out the door. Keith's mom shouted after them, "Don't go far, your dinner's nearly ready." Keith yelled back, "Yep, mom, no bother." And like that, the boys are off on their greatest adventure yet. They bunked on a bus that took them to the ferry pier in Dunleary. The boys decided not to stop there and bunked onto the ferry, a ferry to Wales. Unfortunately, the stowaways were found out and not allowed to disembark. The Welsh police sent them back home, informing the Gardaí of the boys on the return ferry. However, twist, the boys just like stayed on the ferry and didn't get off in Dublin and just like went back to Wales. Like, I'm pretty sure they spent the night on the ferry. Like, they slept there, I think. I think I might be wrong. And then in the morning went to Wales. This time, disembarking from the ferry without a hitch. The boys followed the passengers closely and boarded a train. The two boys later jumped off the train and they were in central London. Now, I do have to respect these two wee boys, 10 and 13, instead of being panicked and scared scared, they're in center London of a different country. Instead of being panicked and scared that they've went too far and should go home, cool as a cucumber, the two boys find some money. And this time, bought an actual ticket. They bought the ticket. They didn't bunk. Can't get away with that in London. Bought bus tickets to Heathrow Airport. Like, this is so intense. Like, how are they not scared? They're just like, yeah, going to Heathrow. At Heathrow, the boys stole food from the self-service counters and like restaurants and cafes and stuff like that. And walked around and think, what shall we do? They pondered their next step. What now? They were reading the departure board and one city jumped out at them. New York City. The boys squealed with excitement. This was their chance to go to America and meet their all-time favourite hero, Mr. T. The guy with the mohawk from the A-Team. That guy. That dude. Yes, him. The very confident boys asked around and found out that Air India was flying to JFK. Despite having never been on an aeroplane in their whole entire lives, the boys just followed the boarding passengers again. Confidence is key. Just look like you know what you're doing. When they got up to the ticket agent, they just said to them, oh, our parents are coming behind. Well, that was easy. The duo slipped onto a half-empty 747 jumbo jet. And actually, Air India, only 2 months prior, one of their airplanes had blown up off the southwest of Ireland, killing 329 people on board. Like, you would think they would have stricter security after that. These two boys just walked on in. So anyway, yeah, that's probably why the plane was half full. And because there was lots of empty seats, they didn't take anybody's seat. So nobody bothered the boys. On the flight, the boys attempted to eat very spicy Indian curry for these two little boys. 80s, poor area, 80s Dublin. They were probably used to spuds and cabbage. Indian food would be a lot. It was probably korma. And the lucky ducks got to watch the new James Bond movie, A View to a Kill, on board. Hours later, the two stowaways just walked through customs and out of the terminal. And they exited JFK for New York City, ready to hunt down Mr. T. And we know they can do it. They can make it to Hollywood. These boys are doers. Outside JFK Airport, the boys approached two nearby coppers, Sergeant White and Sergeant Harrison, and asked them, Mister, how do we get into town? Although obviously not with the Northern Irish accent, with the Dublin accent. Well, the thick Dublin accent alerted the coppers. These two boys were definitely not from the Bronx. And poof, Noel and Keith's ambitious, mischievous adventure came to an end. They were escorted to a police station where the boys immediately became the centre of media attention, making front page news of the New York papers. And the next day it was worldwide. People loved this story. It was mind-blowing. It is. Sergeant Harrison is quoted in one of the papers saying that many security agents had egg on their face. These two children had managed to slip through multiple security checkpoints across three different countries. But New York authorities were taking no chances of these little scamps slipping through their fingers too. Sergeant Harrison said that it was the youngest boy, Keith. He was the ringleader. When interviewed by police, the cheeky boys laughed and joked. They didn't take it seriously at all. They didn't care. They had been in police company many a time. Sergeant Harrison lost it and read them the Riot Act, telling them the seriousness of their situation. And he reminded them that they had people who cared for them and loved them and wanted them home safely. Which is true. Nolan Keith's parents were contacted by the justifiably judgmental police officers. And Keith's mother was shocked to hear that the boys that her son was in America. Like, obviously he didn't show up for dinner, but she probably thought he just, like, went to Noel's house. You don't assume your boy has got a plane. But since the boys had came so far and lasted so long on their wild journey, the wee wanderers were put up in a 5-star New York City hotel, heavily guarded by 5 security officers, of course. The boys said they felt like kings as they feasted on BLTs and French fries. The next day, they were given spending money and were shown around all the New York City sights. So cute. At least it wasn't all a waste of time and distance. They were then accompanied on board an Aer Lingus flight back to Dublin. The media was waiting and they were, for a short time, stars. 40 years later, Keith Byrne and Noel Murray still live in Darndale, Dublin. Although, as with most kids, they have, like, grown apart. They're not still stealing coins from fountains and charity boxes. Soon after their adventure, Keith went on to private boarding school. I think it was private, but he went on to boarding school. And as an adult, he landed a secure job. He has been with the same partner for 20 years and has 2 kids. Unfortunately for Noel, life did not pan out so smoothly. He was put in a children's home where he became more of a tearaway kid. He became super rebellious, super destructive, and like his parents and siblings, Noel got into drugs and eventually criminality to support his habit. As a teenager, he had warrants out for his arrest and was threatened to be put in Trinity House for Boys. And if he was caught breaking his curfew, he'd be sent to Mountjoy Prison. For poor Noel, 7 members of his family died from drug use. But now he's 50, he is in a recovery program and learning how to live again, which is great. In his narcotics program, everybody calls him New York Noli. The legend lives on. Actually, in more ways than just that. Keith and Noel's stowaway adventure is set to become a film. The director, who apparently worked alongside Spielberg, said that the adventure is just almost too incredible to believe. He said, "It's also just the kind of inspiring and uplifting tale I think we could all use a bit more of right now." I'm not sure when Don't Go Far will be released, but I am definitely going to be first in line in the cinema. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this crazy cute little tale. Like and subscribe. Slam